Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Tom DeBuschere, the CEO of Balta. Tom, how you doing?
Excellent. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you. So you've been CEO of Balta for a little over a year and a half. I want to talk about your first half results that were published now that you're a publicly traded company. Most people know Balta's in the news here in the U.S. more so now because you acquired Bentley Mills. You also have a very strong rug business, and you've also had Modulus. But we'll get into that all in just a minute. A little background on you. You have spent some time here. I think you spent 9 years in the U.S., spent most of your career at a company called Dekunic, and that's a vinyl window and door company, right?
Yes.
You also spent a little bit of time with Unilin in their wood panel section, right?
Exactly, and that was in Europe.
Why don't you just tell, for our listeners' benefit, Balta is Belgium-based and the largest soft surface producer in Europe, right?
Yes, correct. For your listeners not knowing Balta, let me maybe give you a brief overview of who we are.
Yeah.
Last year, we were our pro forma 680 million euro company, so 800 million U.S. dollars at the day dollars rate. And we are the number one in soft flooring in Europe. We have three divisions. First one is residential, where we have a little over 20% of the overall European market in broadloom carpet for residential applications. We have a nice commercial business, so broadloom, especially for hospitality, but now also the tiles with our Modulus brand that are very nicely growing in Europe and also worldwide. And our biggest division is Balta Home, where we make the rugs. And for years, we've been growing our business in the U.S. with big boxes like Home Depot, also with IKEA Worldwide, another well-known name. We've been growing quite nicely in the first half of the year, 15%. But most of that growth, I think 9% of that, was due to the Bentley Mills acquisition, which became part of the Balta family early this year.
And let's also hit on the fact that you were primarily owned by a private equity firm and then went public in June of this year, right?
We did the IPO late June, where the private equity firm sold almost half of their holding.
Yeah.
But it allowed us also to reduce our debts and to continue to keep our investments at a pace of about 40 million euro per year.
All right. So in this country, I guess you would say there's three primary pieces of business. First one, obviously, everybody here knows about Bentley Mills. You own that. That's a big part of why you grew in the first half, 15%. You also have a very strong rug business, as you said, with mostly national accounts. How's that business doing?
That business is doing excellent. Actually, what makes Balta special, especially in Europe, is the fact that we're so far vertically integrated. 70% of all the yarn that Balta uses is made in-house, which allows us to innovate quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that type of innovation that allowed us to become kind of the product development partner of a lot of these boxes in the U.S. Actually, you may know that Balta, a couple of years ago, created an entirely new product category with outdoor rugs. And now in most of the big boxes, you see a nice offering of different outdoor rugs in the stores.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and those are polypropylene mostly, right?
Those are mostly polypropylene, but we also have now an offering with polyester. Mm-hmm. But the majority of what we do is polypropylene, yeah.
All right, so you have a nice distribution center just south of Dalton on I-75. So that's mostly where you bring your rugs in, right?
Correct. Everything we sell in the U.S. comes from either our facilities in Belgium,
mm-hmm,
or from our two factories in Turkey. Actually, the Dalton, Georgia of Europe is actually right where our headquarters are, where there's a cluster of carpet factories and textile factories just like you have in Dalton, Georgia in the U.S. And then we bring that into our warehouse. Actually, we're constructing a new one in Rome, Georgia, where we will be able to consolidate our two existing warehouses into one.
You've mentioned several times, but let's go through this real quick. The Modulus business, that was your modular tile play into this country, and now with the acquisition of Bentley, they're going to focus on managing that piece of the business, right?
Yes. Bentley has been doing quite nicely over the last 4 years under the leadership of Ralph Grogan.
Right.
And over the last 4 years, Bentley has brought quite a bit of nice new styles, actually at a tempo of about one a month, which really kick in well with the millennials and modern designers and architects.
Mm-hmm.
And at the Neocon show, next to the 10 new styles in Bentley, we also introduced 15 new styles of the Modulus brand, which are carefully chosen to be quite differentiated from the existing Bentley styles in that the price point is going to be a little bit lower, mm-hmm. Because Bentley mainly plays in the premium end of the market.
Right.
And second, Modulus has a look that Bentley didn't have at this point, which is a more European, modern, Scandinavian-looking style. And the first reactions at Neocon were excellent. So we expect some nice growth going forward.
Yeah, a couple comments on that. One of the reasons that I think they're hitting it on all cylinders is not only Ralph, but Todd Vandercrook is a young guy that seems to have a good sense for what designers are looking for today. And the Modulus, a lot of that's a flat weave product, isn't it?
It is. Actually, that's what got most attention. Mm-hmm. However, we also have the typical tufted with our new iTuf machines. We're also investing quite heavily into completely automating our Belgian plant for the tiles. Mm-hmm. Actually, when everything is said and done, after we go through our startup, between the finished roll of broadloom and the final packaged product in the warehouse, not one human hand will touch the product anymore. So the entire backing, cutting, packaging operation will be one continuous line that is completely automated.
A quick question for you. In the United States, the carpet business has been a little bit of a decline and is now probably around 40% of the business. And in Europe, has it been stable? What's the situation there with soft surface?
Residential soft surface continues to see a decline. What we see is that European consumers continue to have a preference for hard flooring, especially on the ground floor. However, with Balta, we've been able to introduce some new super soft styles, and we may be winning the battle for the bedroom again.
Okay.
Having said that, continental Europe indeed sees a continuous decline, but half of our business still is the UK, and UK is by far the soft surface market in Europe, and there we see a stable market, even in the face of the Brexit, which may start getting an influence on consumer confidence.
Okay, I was going to ask you, so on the second half of the year, what's your outlook for business?
We see a little more headwinds than we saw in H1 and last year, mm-hmm. not from a volume standpoint, but more from a margin standpoint. First, we have the headwinds of the raw materials, so we continue to see polypropylene at fairly high levels. Polyamide, which we use for our commercial styles, has seen a tremendous increase in February, March, and we see that tapering off a little bit, but not enough. Mm-hmm. And second, the euro has strengthened over the summer quite a bit, which obviously will translate our U.S. profits maybe into less euros. But still, we reconfirmed our guidance to the financial markets after our H1 earnings call.
Okay, great. Most people know polyamide. We call that nylon over here. So it's just as strong in the commercial market over there as it is here, the fiber of choice commercially. All right, Tom, it was great to catch up with you. Thanks for spending time with us, and best of luck on the second half. Again, been talking to Tom DuBouchier, the CEO of Balta, about his first half results, and you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.